people say nailing or nickering or wickering or nickeling or...
Nickering. Nickering. Nickers. Nickering.
Okay.
Nickering.
Talking about the sound that a horse makes.
When he wants to eat, he'll go...
Nine, eh?
Yeah, that's another word for it.
Nine, uh-huh. Or nickering.
Nickering.
Nine.
Or nickering. Either one.
Okay. What do you call a chicken bone that's shaped like this?
Oh, pulley bone, honey.
What do you call a second growth of hay or clover? The first growth is cut off and then it grows back and they cut it again.
Hey.
Well, would you call it a second crop or a second growth or something?
Yeah, you call it second. Yeah, they are. Second growth.
Second growth?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread, honey.
And what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal in the kitchen?
Well, grits and cornflakes and...
How about some things that you cook in the kitchen out of cornmeal?
You mean long time ago?
Yeah.
Corn mush?
Yeah.
Muffins, corn muffins.
Okay.
Corn mush, too.
Corn mush.
Corn pone.
Corn pone.
Well, now, what's the difference between, say, cornbread and corn pone?
Well, I can tell you that. Cornbread is made soft, and corn pone is made hard, and you take it in...
Oh, and those little things.
Uh-huh, little thing, that's a corn pone.
Okay. But you'd use more or less the same kind of...
Only you make it, when you go cook it, you make it more dry than you would your bread.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'd have your bread soft
for
bread, and this would be dry for corn pone.
Okay. Well, now, what about... What about mush? How's that made?
Well,
mush.
Mush, that's made out of meal on the sloppy like.
Well, do you boil it?
Yeah, you boil it.
I think the way you do it, you boil water and maybe put seeds in it and then make it thick with cornmeal.
So you fix it more or less like you do grits.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Mush.
Okay. Well, now, what about little things that you make out of cornmeal and you make it in sort of a little ball and you cook it with turnip greens? Have you ever heard that? Yeah.
Dumplings. Dumplings. Right?
Okay. Well, now, what about corn dodgers?
That's cornbread.
Well, now what's the difference between corn dodgers and cornbread, or is there any?
There ain't all the one.
I don't think they all die. I never did hear.
Some called it corn dodger, some called it cornbread.
Uh-huh.
That's just something off. An expression or something.
Just for the same
corn
thing.
Dodge, you know,
uh-huh.
Cornbread.
Okay.
Something like that.
Well, now, what about little things that are made out of cornmeal and you put them in hot fat and you eat them with fish?
Hush puppies.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hush puppies.
Okay. Well, now, have you ever heard of, I think old people used to do this, cooking cornbread in the ashes of a fire?
I'll eat it. I'll eat them.
Well, now, what's that called?
It's called corn ash cake. Uh-huh. Ash cake.
Well, now, how'd they do that? Did they wrap it up in anything before
they made that up and put it in the ashes, red hot coal. They raked out a place in the red hot coal on a wood fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they made it up in ponds, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in there, just dropped it down raw.
Just right there on the...
Right down raw in them red hot coals and covered it over, mm-hmm. See? And then when it got done, they know about when it got done. And then they take it off and blow it. Blow the ashes off it or fan it off it or brush it off, see?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was good, don't think it was.
I bet it was. I bet it had a good crust on it.
And mm-hmm. And corn, I tell you the way to cook roast nails. You know what roast nails are?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're out on the branch tracking, like I used to be, hunting and fishing on the creek, you come by somebody's corn patch, see?
Mm-hmm.
Get you about a half dozen ears of corn.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep on going down the branch, you come to a sand bed, see? You scratch you out a place, and you bury that corn.